Rubber game Wednesday between the Giants and the Cubs. Madison Bumgarner facing Kyle Hendricks. It's Hendricks in a 2-on-2-out jam, bottom two.
And a base hit to right field. And the Giants are on the board. It's 1-0.
Two down for Albert Almora. He blasts one to left field right over the head of Jared Parker, and it is gone. A line drive home run into the bleachers. And now we get to hear from Cubs fans who are here in pretty big numbers today. And the pitch. Parker grounds one and through into left field, base hit. Here comes Span around third, up with the ball, Schwarber. Here's his throw, Span slides in safely and scores the go-ahead run. 2-1 Giants.
High drive to right. It is out of here. Hunter Pence goes the other way. And the Giants lead 3-1.
Home run number 10.
3-2 pitch is bounced to first. Kind of a tough hop, but Jones fields it cleanly. Goes to the bag himself for the putout. Another save for Sam Dyson. A win for Madison Bumgarner. And the Giants have taken the series.
Behind 7 innings of one-run ball from Madison Bumgarner, the Giants took down the Cubs 3-1 on Wednesday to win the rubber game of the series. Here is San Francisco skipper Bruce Bochy.
His last start on that rehab, you know, just watching it, he looked the same to me. So I really thought that he would come back and be pretty much the same guy that we've always seen. Now, I thought it'd take a couple starts to really get locked in, not quite mid-season for him, but, you know, get to be who he is as far as getting stretched out, maintaining the stamina and strength, in that sixth and seventh inning. And he showed that right away. He made some mistakes there in the early go that left the ballpark. But, his stuff's the same, his command, everything is just right there. And he pitched very well today. He made the one mistake there, but you know he hasn't changed a bit. So I think it's a credit to his work ethic too. I mean he put a lot of time to get back on the mound, and I just think he showed what he's shown what he's really about too. With the way he's throwing the ball, because we know how good he is, but still that was a pretty serious injury that he had overcome.
Bruce, how encouraging is it to play this well against two pennant contending two playoff contending teams, the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Chicago Cubs? I mean, you guys, went toe to toe with these guys in 6 games, took 4 of them.
Yeah, no, it was nice to have 2 good series like that, and really a pretty good homestand. We played the type of ball that we need to play. We pitch well. Our starters gave us a chance. Even the first game in this series, that game could have gone either way. But, both teams pitched well, and, we scrapped. And we scratched and clawed for runs in that seventh inning today. There are some balls that weren't hit hard, but they put them in play. Spans and Jones's ball fell in, and then Parker. But it's just, it's good to get some wins. And to get some wins against 2 very good ball clubs, Arizona and Chicago, sure, that's a great feeling. Makes for a great flight heading to Washington.
As you talk about finishing strong here and looking towards next year, how much optimism do you take out of what Bumgarner and Block have been able to do and potentially the rotation you're building here?
Yeah, well, that's going to be really critical for us, to get this rotation back to who we are. That's our strength, and it got away from us this year. Part of it, sure, was because of injuries, Baum and now Cueto, but to see what Block has done since he stepped in, and we got to get more on track here. And I think Jeff's been pretty good for the most part. But that's who we are, and so it's going to be important that we throw the ball well the next 6-7 weeks.
Bruce, it looks like Parker's confidence is increasing with each game he plays, and now at the 3 holes. Is that something you envision seeing him in the lineup at the 3 hole?
I think you'll see him a lot in that 3 hole. I do agree with you. His confidence is where it needs to be right now, and I like his at-bats against lefties. That was a tough lefty he was facing there at the end, and and he put the ball in play. He went the other way, didn't pull off it. So that's a great sign. But and this game is all about confidence. And I think especially for him, because an early go, it wasn't going so well, but he's come up here and swinging the bat well. So, yeah, you'll probably see him in that three-hole. He could go down to five or six-hole occasionally.
Third start from Pablo today. Nice play in the field and scored that first run. You know, what have you seen from him since he's returned?
No, he's playing well, isn't he? Yeah, no, he did make a nice play there at third and got a nice hit the first time up. You know, he looks close to being the Pablo that we saw earlier. I mean, I know it's a small sample size here, but he's getting some good swings off. He's doing a fine job at third base, throwing well. So I think he's brought some energy to the club. I do. In that clubhouse and the dugout, he just loves playing, and he hasn't changed a bit in that way.
Bruce, along the same lines, do you see Hunter's game starting to come together?
Yeah, I do. He's finding his swing, and I think he's just getting better at bats on a more consistent basis now. The home run, you know, I've seen that a couple of times where the pitcher quick pitched him, and so he had to hurry up with his swing and hit a home run. But he's laying off pitches. He's keeping the ball in the strike zone a lot better right now, and so I think his confidence is where it should be too.
Nursing a 2-1 lead in the bottom of the eighth, Hunter Pence gave the Giants some breathing room with his 10th home run of the season, a solo shot to right off Pedro Strop as the Giants went on for a 3-1 win. Pence shared his thoughts after the game.
His presence alone in the clubhouse is, you know, it's basically you can't replace him. And him taking the mound, pitching great games. We haven't necessarily scored a lot of runs for him. He's had some of those, that one of those years that it's just been tough, but it felt good to get a few across for him, and he pitched outstanding.
Sure did. All right, you had a beautiful solo shot in the eighth inning, and we've seen your power this homestand. It's really nice to see. You know, what do you attest that to? Are you just seeing the ball really well?
You know, I don't think I had a home run until this homestand at home. So I prayed really hard. I said, stadium, I've hit some homers here before. We can do it. And somehow found a way to connect with some balls.
Your skipper, Bruce Bochy, being real open about this season, it's been a tough one, but he said, we're going to finish strong. You know, we're professionals, and that's what we need to do. And especially on this homestand, a lot of late-inning runs that you guys are adding, winning late in ball games and keeping the line moving, and that has to feel good and be a huge confidence boost for you guys.
Yeah, you know, there's just a good feeling, good energy. You know, Pablo's brought a lot of refreshing energy. He's come with his enthusiasm. He plays the game awesome. It's been really cool having him back. Like you said, Bumgarner coming back, and we're just kind of getting in sync. And it's very important that we get in sync and charge into these last 2 months. But it's definitely feeling really good, and it's showing on the field.
The Giants enjoy an off day on Thursday.